Chapter 1. Who's English?
Vocabulary expansion. Native. Billion. Majority. Estimate. Likely. Implication. Lingua franca. Associate. Reading. English is unique. It is the only language in the world that has more non-native speakers than native speakers. While Chinese has more than a billion speakers, the great majority of these speakers are themselves Chinese. In contrast, English has only about 300 million native speakers: Americans, Australians, British, Canadians, New Zealanders, and South Africans, for example. But has more than 300 million non-native speakers. It has been estimated that in China alone, more than 300 million people are learning English. In India, where English is an official language, there are over 100 million speakers. This huge number of non-native speakers of English is the cause of a second unusual fact about English. Not only are people who speak English more likely to be non-native than native English speakers, they are more likely to speak to other non-native speakers of English than to native speakers of English. Let's consider an example. When an Indian communicates with a Chinese person, they are likely to choose English as the language to communicate in. Of course, it is possible for the Indian to speak Chinese, or for the Chinese to speak an Indian language. But it is more likely that both will speak English. Therefore, because these people are using English as a language of communication, they do not necessarily need to know anything about English or American culture. They do not necessarily need to know anything about English or American literature. In fact, it would be more useful for them to know something about each other's culture or literature. If, for example, they are business people, knowing something about each other's culture will help them do business with one another. It is therefore important for non-native speakers who use English as a lingua franca to know about each other's cultures. It is not so important for them to know anything about cultures traditionally associated with English. What does this mean for people learning English in Southeast Asia and Japan? In Southeast Asia, English is commonly used as a language of communication among the people of the region. For example, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, which includes countries such as Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand, and the Philippines, uses English as a common language. In this case, it would seem more important for ASEAN members to know something about each other's cultures than to know about English culture. What about Japan? It all depends on why people are learning English. If their goal is to communicate with native speakers, then they need to know something about those people's cultures, and to remember that these cultures are not all the same. If, however, people are learning English to communicate with other non-native speakers in the region, they are better off focusing on cultures closer to home. Comprehension questions. 1. English has more non-native speakers than native speakers. 2. Non-native speakers of English are more likely to use the language to communicate with Americans or Britishers than with other non-native speakers. 3. English plays an important role in Southeast Asia. 4. It is often possible to use English without understanding English or American cultures. 5. No Asian country uses English as an official language.
Further reading 1. Saying hello. People from all cultures like to greet each other when they meet. No doubt, you have been taught to say, "How are you?" when you greet an English speaker, and to reply with, "Fine, thanks," when someone greets you. Incidentally, in Australia, people often say, "How are you doing?" and reply with, "Good, thanks." The question is not a real question. No one really wants to know how you are. They certainly do not want to hear about any illnesses you might be suffering from. The greeter is just politely recognizing your presence. All cultures have their own customs and phrases for greeting others. Although it is not unusual for Chinese people to greet others with, "How are you?" it is more Chinese to say, "Have you eaten?" or, "Where are you going?" The latter can irritate some people, even though they know it is considered polite. For example, when I was a student at a university in Shanghai, in order to take a shower, you had to go to the shower block, which was housed in a special building. It was pretty easy to tell if someone was going to the shower block. They would be wearing special shower slippers, carrying a large enamel bowl with a bar of soap in it, and would have a towel draped around their necks. So when people used to greet me as I walked to the shower block with, "Where are you going?" I often felt like replying, "Where do you think I'm going with slippers, bowl, soap, and towel? Have a guess." In Indonesia, "Are you going for a wash?" is a common greeting. This used to annoy a foreign student who was staying with an Indonesian family. Even though she liked the family very much, and even though she spoke excellent Indonesian and knew that, "Are you going for a wash?" was a polite greeting, she still got irritated when members of the family greeted her in this way when she was heading to the washroom with her towel. Asking whether someone has eaten yet is a very common form of greeting in many Asian cultures, not only among the Chinese. For example, the Burmese often ask, "Have you eaten?" The appropriate response is to say that you have, like, "How are you?" and "Where are you going?" "Have you eaten?" is not a real question. As so many people throughout Asia use a "Have you eaten?" type greeting, it would not be surprising if the regional variety of English adopted this as a form of greeting. So instead of saying, "How are you?" when communicating in English with someone from the region, you might say, "Have you eaten?" Comprehension questions. 1. A greeting is often said in a question form, but it is not a real question. 2. All cultures have similar set phrases for greeting. 3. In some cultures, persons greet each other with, "Where are you going?" even when it is clear where the hearer is going. 4. The author of this passage actually said, "Where do you think I'm going?" to the Chinese. 5. Some local varieties of English have adopted the region's traditional expressions of greeting.